care.
Sister P, you're on with your interview. You can go ahead.
Yeah. I can. Well, I am so pleased that this has worked out. I tell you, they say what is for you. What is for you, it cannot be unfor you. I am having an immense day, and it has gotten better because right now I am talking to an old friend of whom I am most proud, pleased, jealous, about my inside. And it's Trey Anthony, all the way from the U.S. She is the producer and star of the former hit on Vision TV, The Pink in My Hair, right? And now she is about to launch in a really big way her book. And the book is called Black Girl in Love with Herself. It's going to be available on Amazon, but you can pre-order now for the holidays. And yesterday when we were talking, we're talking about joy and fabulous stuff, but as well, we're talking about treating yourself well. And today we are going to talk about what you can do to love yourself, and not only the woman. Today, we're going to include the brothers. Trey, welcome to Boom Boom Time.
Thank you, Pat. I'm so excited to be here. And gosh, you and me go way back, so thank you.
I know that I was about 103 pounds. Not 50. Oh, gosh. You know, for me, not that now.
Oh, God. Well, we just get better with age, girls. Better with age. That's what I say.
Wobbly, but better.
Right? Exactly.
How did you decide, with all that you've done, you have an idea, you did sketch comedy, then you decided to take Jamaican theater down to, is it the Princess Theater in Toronto? It's the big one.
Yeah, the Princess of Wales. The Princess of Wales.
The Princess of Wales Theater, right there on King and John?
Yep.
King and John, right? And then King after and that, you decide to go to the U.S. and you end up writing with Oprah and you do a television show. I think you were at the BET Awards 1 year. And then a book drops. This is a lot. Come out with book. Another book done. This is my... Tell me,
it's
writing of a book.
Well, really and truly, I had written an article for Huffington Post called If I Was a Black Girl in Love with Myself. And in that article, I basically was talking about what self-love would look like for me and that I'd made a commitment. So I said, you know, one of the things I'd done was, you know, forgive my mother for not being the mother that I had wanted. You know, wrote a letter to my father to kind of forgive him for what he had or not done in my life. I also talked about going to therapy. I also talked about sending myself flowers. I also talked about looking in the mirror and loving what I see and, you know, accepting the shape of my nose, my lips, my hair. There were other things in there about, you know, just forgetting your past. If you are a survivor of sexual abuse, to know that it's not your fault. So there was all of these things that I put in there, and I wrote it, and it went viral. And so many women were saying, you know, I just really resonated with that. I loved it and everything else. And then I got approached by Hay House, who are the biggest self-help publishers in North America. And they said, would you like to write this book about being a black girl in love with yourself and manifesting a great love relationship? So at that point in time, I was in a good relationship. So I was like, yeah, of course, I'd love to write about love. I'd love to write about how you can attract a healthy love and how after writing that article, I attracted this amazing love. And as they say, when you make a plan and you want God to laugh, make a plan, right?
So yes.
I got the book deal based on that. And 5 months before the actual book was due to the editor, my relationship blew up in my face. And I was just like, what? You know, and I was like, how can I write a book now telling women how to attract a great relationship if I missed all of the clues that my relationship was in jeopardy? So I called up the editor and I was like just devastated. And I was like, I can't write this book. I feel like a fraud. And he said, what do you want to write? And I said, I want to write how I now get back up from the bathroom floor when your whole life blows up in your face. And I said, that's what I want to write about. I want to write about what clues that I missed, how I gave away the whole thing of loving myself to somebody else. And so when they walked out, I didn't know where to begin. And I also looked at why I had chosen to ignore very blatant red flags and convince myself that they were pink flags because I wanted to stay in something, right? And so that's what this book is about. It's about like how women, we allow certain messes to show up in our lives and we, you know, kind of close our eyes because we want shit to work, right?
And we want it so bad, so bad, so bad.
Yes. So bad, so bad. And
here, you have a wonderful baby boy. You have your health. And so far, praise God, you've dodged COVID. Your mom's dodged COVID. Your sister's dodged COVID. Christmas is here. How can both men and women, women and men, and, you know, transgender, LGBTQ, every human being on the planet, what are some of the things they can do to love themselves or at least begin the very beginnings of loving themselves and entering in that precious relationship with themselves? Mm-hmm.
I think the first step is just being really aware of that critical voice inside our heads, right? I had to really take notice of how I spoke to myself. I think I can be my biggest, hardest critic. And I think a lot of us suffer from that. The things, how we talk to ourselves, we would never, ever even say to somebody who was our enemy, some of the ways we talk to ourselves. So I think being really aware of that. The other way that you can love yourself, and I find this is something that I think especially when you get into, you know, your mid-30s and 40s and even 50s, right, where you have this checklist of all of the things that you thought you should have accomplished by X date, and when you do not have those things, you start to see yourself as a failure or think that, you know, you're not worthy of things. And I think you need to really let go of this unrealistic expectation of what you're supposed to have at a certain date, be it the house, be it the kids, be it the great job, be it, you know, I should have traveled the world, or, you know, just let go of it and just really accept where you are and be grateful for that, I think is really important. And then the other thing of loving yourself is setting boundaries, setting really clear boundaries with friends, your family, you know, and that includes your mother, right?
Yeah.
And learning that you don't have to be superwoman or superman for everybody and say yes to everything. That, you know, and take some time for yourself, you know? So those are some of the things that I definitely talk about in the book that I've learned of really just feeding and, like they said, of putting your oxygen mask on first before trying to be everything to everybody. Right.
You know that this year I finally got that because every time a stewardess used to say it right before takeoff, I used to go, let me have to look at time, pour storm's mouth first because the storm would panic, right? If a, you know, being in a storm, Miss Panic herself, right? But then now I understand that I would never even be able to help storm if I will put on my mask first. And for her to see my mask on, that I am breathing, then to put her mask on. Right? And it's really critically important. And then we have a whole history and oral stories of the great Black mother and nurturing and trying to live up to that ideal. And we perhaps were not all of us built with those engines. You got to be who you got to be. How do you be you true to yourself, Trey? Because I know me, but for the last 5 years or so, I haven't been really as true to myself that I need to be now. And I'm kicking myself. The anger I have, I'm angry at myself. So I have to stop that, number one. So I'm learning how to stop that. But when I said earlier that I was jealous of you because a lot of the things that you're doing, I would have wanted to do. But I'm happy that you're doing them because it lets me know that it's possible and I could still do those things. How do you stay true to you, Trey?
For me, it's about really accepting the fact that life is no dress rehearsal, right? You get one shot to do it, and it's this lifetime, right? And I'm a big believer in even if I fail at something, at least I tried. And I truly do believe in I have to do what feeds my soul and what makes me happy. I want to do work that I feel feeds me. I also believe in, you know, walking in your purpose and your calling. And so a lot of times I stay true to myself by actually just, you know, kneeling down. And sometimes, you know, I pray and I say, you know, God, guide my next step. What is it that you want me to do next? And it was the same thing with the book. It's the same thing with the plays. It's the same thing with the TV. And not being scared to reinvent yourself. Like even this morning, I turned to my sister and I said, you know, in the next 5 years, I think I want to open a spiritual center, somewhat like a church. And she was like, what? Right? And I said, I just feel called to do that. And she goes, how many things do you want to do? And I said, I don't know, but something is telling me that's going to be my next big thing, right? And she was just like, okay, knowing you, you'll do it, right? But I've never been scared to kind of say, okay, what's next? You know, what do I feel called to do? And so I really listen to that calling, and I do it in whatever way possible. I try my best to do that. Like, I really want to know that I use every damn gift that God and the universe gave to me. When I come to the end of my life, I could say I did it all, and I did it the best way that I could, you know? And I'm a big believer in that.
So what about devil's advocate right now? Suppose people say, I hear people say, what is your calling? What is your purpose? And I read in this past year that that's a lot of hogwash. That is cliche. That's just, you know, boo-boo-boo-boo, airy-fairy talk. That your only purpose is to live. Does that negate that your purpose in your case is to write books, it's to write plays, it's to perform in plays? Right? How does that negate that for you?
I think this is one thing that I say. I think a lot of times people believe that purpose has to be something that is going to give you big fame and give you big fortune. Your purpose could be to be the best mother to your children at this time, right? And especially now being a mother myself, I do not at all take being a mother lightly, and I see how much of a calling it is to say I'm going to give the best of myself to my children, right? Your purpose could be, I remember once working with a client of mine, and she said she just felt very called to go out and buy socks at the dollar store and give them out to the homeless. And this is what she does all of the time. And that's her walking in her purpose. It doesn't have to be this big, grand thing, right? And I think sometimes we also have to also know that maybe January, you work on your big purpose. And maybe February, you're too tired to do it, right? And you just do what works for you. And then maybe March, you come back again and do something. But I think we cannot compare ourselves to others because we do not know what is going on in other people's lives, right? And at that given moment. And so I say, do what works for you at that moment. My purpose may be to write a book. Your purpose may be to run a marathon. You know, you just don't know. Like,
you know what?
Not
you. My purpose is
not
to talk about your great book. My purpose is to talk about your great book. That's a runner.
Well, you know what I'm saying? But everybody has something. If you sit still for a while and just give yourself permission to dream and say, this is what I want to do with my life. You know?
Right.
And like I said, yeah, it could be very short term. It doesn't have to be this long term thing. But you have to be in something that makes you every day kind of say, okay, I feel I'm doing something that feels fulfilling to me, whatever that is.
And you're right. Stop listening to the negative points for okay. Listen to the positive ones. Permission to dream. And so my brothers and sister listeners, there you have it. Ronnie G, the man that you may want to ask, create Anthony.
I don't know what to say. Sounds very compelling. Interesting. Definitely.
It is interesting.
Yeah.
She breaks it down so neatly and easy, but the taste is in the pudding, right? Pardon the food metaphor. And you're right. I think 2021, permission to dream. And I'm going to, this time, instead of dreaming for everybody, I'm going to try to dream for myself and see what my dream says to me.
Yeah.
Trey, we're having you back on because we're going to go in-depth in the book. Right now, where can people pre-order the book?
Yes, you could go to Amazon, and when you pre-order the book is coming January 5th, so just a couple of days. So you could still get it in time for Christmas, or a good way to start your New Year's, especially if you're doing, you know, a new me, a new you kind of New Year and loving yourself. So you could go to Amazon, you could go to different book lists, you can go to Karis Books, or you can also go to my website, which is treyanthony.com, and that's TREYanthony.com.
So there you have it. In time for January 5th, Black Girl in Love with Herself. And fathers, you can buy it for your wives, your mothers, your sisters, your daughters, or buy it for yourself, right?
Yes,
and ladies,
exactly.
I remember one Valentine, me and my very, 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 very best friend, Lisa. You know Lisa. Lisa and I came to the Kink in the Hair play. And we were not dating anybody this particular Valentine's Day, and Karen Lewis, who passed this past year, and Dale King had a singles Valentine workout session. So we all went to their gym and we did a workout 1 hour and a bit session for Valentine's Day on Valentine's Day. And then we went We went to one of those Japanese restaurants that had the grill in front of us, and we ended up sitting with three other couples, and we were two best friends, and we had the best Valentine's.
Really?
Yes. Because we loved ourselves. We weren't going to hide in the house because we didn't have dates or anybody, but it was chocolate and flowers. And we did us. And so for those of you spending the Christmas this year, because it is a COVID Christmas, or Christmas during COVID pandemic, you might be by yourself, you can't get out of town to your children, your partner could be stuck out of town, or for whatever, you may have lost that beloved. Love yourself. Listen to the good voice in your head and love yourself this Christmas, starting this Christmas, praise God, into 2021. Thank you so much amidst a little toddler who is squeaking and sounding so cute. Thank you for being cute.
Thank you, little one.
And I long to
thank
see you, Lashad.
I long to see you too. So thank you so much for having me, Pat. I appreciate it. And happy holidays to you and Ronnie G. Okay?
All right.
Same to you.
Okay. All right.
Ronnie G, is the Ava Maria still up on deck?
Yeah, I can pull it up. Let's see where you hit it.
Let's pull up that Stevie Wonder singing Ave Maria. And, of course, we had some Luther in there and some Whitney Houston. And we're just going to do Ave Maria and dream and love ourselves. CKUT.ca. This is Boom Boom Time, Ronnie G, DJ Storm, and me, Sister P.
Ave Maria.
Sensei and his chill on fire. beautifully cry. Your mountain child brings us, me who beautifully cry. Your heart and song sings us, glorious. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna bells are ringing, kingdom merrily the skies. It rings with angels singing, glorious. Hosanna in the highest.
Young ladies dancing with them man.
Christmas come and Christmas trees are blue.
Christmas morning, church will soon be brave.
Christmas come and Christmas trees are
blown. People celebrating the birthday of the King.
Christmas come and Christmas
trees are blown. Oh, yeah, Mr. Boss and the workers stepping out as one.
Christmas come
all right.
And Christmas trees are blown.
We know, sir, not everybody having fun.
Christmas
for real. And what we say, we don't have a mistletoe, we don't have no snow or ice.
Christmas come and Christmas trees are blown.
But we have a wee Jamaican Christmas and the Lord, the Christmas nice, nice. Christmas breeze, Christmas breeze, I blow. Can you feel it? Christmas breeze, Christmas breeze, I blow. Na 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 na. Christmas breeze, Christmas breeze, I blow. Can you feel it? Christmas breeze, Christmas breeze, I blow. Hear me now. I want to put on the time is Christmas. I want to have you feeling it close. I want a wonderful time is Christmas. It's a pity it's only once a year. I want to put on the time is Christmas. I want to have you feeling it close. I want a wonderful time is Christmas. It's a pity it's only once a year. Christmas breeze, Christmas breeze, I blow. Can you feel it? Christmas breeze, Christmas breeze, I blow. Na 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 na. Christmas breeze, Christmas breeze, I blow. Can you feel it? Christmas breeze, Christmas breeze, I blow. Hear me now. What happened on the time is it Christmas? I want a eerie feeling it close. I want a wonderful time is it Christmas? It's a pity it's only once a year. I want a wonderful time is it Christmas? I want a eerie feeling it close. I want a wonderful time is it Christmas? It's a pity it's only once a year. I miss a Christmas breeze, Christmas breeze, I blow. Can you feel it? Christmas breeze.
This song's been out to all the rent man, them, trade board man, man, all kind of house man, man. I imagine this Christmas, rain all of all child house, keep me all of washing.
On the first day of Christmas, my feelings wasn't good. I am broke, I am broke. I don't know what to do, this and dear. On the second day of Christmas, my belly start to roll. Pick me out a door and I don't know what to really do. On the third day of Christmas, the rent man start to burn. Barely out a door and I don't know what to do this thing. Smoke up.
CKUT 90.3 FM. Just a special note. I'd like to wish Mr. Joel Gordon. Today is his belated birthday. Many more to come. Health, strength, and well wishes for our holiday season. So, buddy, your 25th birthday, enjoy the rest of the day.
And what have you done? Another year is over. A new one's just begun.
CKUT 90.3 FM, and Mr. John Holt.
This is Christmas. I hope you had fun. The old and the young. And so this is Christmas, for weak and for strong, the rich and the poor one. The world is so young, and so happy Christmas for black. Let's stop all the fights.
A very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Let's all be together one without any fear.
So this is Christmas. And what have you done? Another year is over. A new one's just begun. And so this is Christmas. I hope you had fun. The near and the dear one. The old and the young.
A very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Let's all get together without any fear.
So this is Christmas. And what have you done? Another year is over. A new one's just begun. And so this is Christmas. I hope you had fun. The near and the dear one. The old and the young.
A very Merry Christmas
and a Happy New Year. This song's been out to rent on them, trade board man, man. All kind of house man, man. Imagine this Christmas rain all of our child.
We'll see you
all wash.
Merry Christmas.
I wish for all mankind. Drink a puffer for me, I blow the smoke in all the air. I listen reggae music on a whole barber tear. I look back in a life and I give thanks to be here. Can't see how myself lucky, although me shoes tear. Enough of me colleagues, them drop out through the year. Now have the bag of money, now no new clothes to wear. But if you're hungry and me, I pretend that life is
share. So I wish for all my time, a world of making Christmas time, where there is no snow, where the good things we need to grow. Oh, I wish that we could find true love at Christmas time. Don't have to be concerned, show some love and let the peace my friend. Oh, I wish for all my time, a world of making Christmas time, where there is no snow, where the good things we need to grow. Where we can party all the night away. Orange on the beach is where all the lovers
play. Christmas is about children and things not always going the way they're supposed to. And that's Boom Boom Time. Because Boom Boom Time was always built around children. Yeah, say Merry Christmas. Say Merry Christmas. Okay. Okay. DJ Storm.
Merry Christmas.
Angel.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Montreal. And I hope to, when you tune in next time.
Right.
Everybody's over and you know what I mean?
You look at sober.
I get better news.
Let's try one more time with Sir Kamani. Can you say Merry Christmas, Kamani?
No.
All right.
No.
2020's best word for him. Yeah. No. Sister P here wishing you all of the richest blessings. And we want to say Merry Christmas!
Also, I'd like to wish Merry Christmas to my friends and my family. First, to my wife, 4 kids all the way. Some in Ottawa, some in Toronto, and Montreal, and my extended family in the States, Trinidad, and around the world. Merry Christmas to Unu all, as you say in Jamaica. All right?
All right.
You like that one?
All right, we're going to wrap up the 2020 Christmas show. Thank you to the staff, the board of directors of CKUT, who really has done a monumental feat. You can't imagine 24/7 them keeping the station alive. Whatever it took, they did it. So we want to wish them a very Merry Christmas. And those of you who we've been unable to reach on phone, we know that we're thinking of you. All right, so best to you, Ronnie G, for being there for us, pulling us out in a pinch, and of course, Howard Franklin, Montgomery Carr, and Anne Maria Young Carr, his daughter, grandchildren, everybody, the CKUT Broadcasting volunteer family, The very best to you all.
And all the radio.
All the radio stations. And Treble, we know Treble. So Merry Christmas, Treble.
Merry Christmas,
Treble.
Okay, Sister B, that's it.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a lots of good cheer.
I saw Santa Claus coming down the chimney. It did not bring no toys for me. Say I was not a little baby.
I wish you a Merry Christmas. I wish you a Merry Christmas. I wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Christmas comes but once a year. Let's get together and have good cheer. It is Christmas time, so let us have a nice time. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. It's Christmas time, we must reason. Together for it's the season. Come on, little ones, let's get together. It's Christmas time again.
Freddie McGregor here, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hello, good people. This is Peter Brooks, wishing you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hey to all you lovely people out there. This is Dan Carlos, along with Glennis. Wishing you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hello, this is Dr. Dredd. I hope everyone out there has a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, this is J.C. Lodge, and I want to wish you all the merriest Christmas ever. But don't overdo it now.
Hi, I'm Kumau, and I'm 6 feet 6 tall above your Christmas tree. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Bye.
Now this is Daddy Michigan. I'd like to wish you all a very Merry Christmas, and I hope that you're very cool, and a Happy New Year.
The spread of COVID-19 is at a critical level in your area or a neighboring region. Getting together with family or friends is prohibited, and traveling to other regions is not recommended. more targeted restrictions have been put into place to limit the spread and prevent a lockdown. Learn more at quebec.ca/coronavirus. Continue to wash your hands, keep a 2-meter distance, and wear a mask when physical distancing isn't possible. We need to act now. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.